on 1310 The Light, Indy's source for inspiration and praise. Marette Brown Clark, it ain't over until God says it's over. And Pastor Ramsey, you know, your book, we are so excited that you're going to be hooking up with us on our Speak to My Heart tour coming up. Details coming soon. But A Marriage Made in Heaven, going through hell. You know, some people are saying their marriages are over. I mean, like, it's, what do you say to people when they just feel like it is completely over? We had a young lady say, you know, that she's been in a domestic violence situation for almost 10 years now. He'll get help. He'll come back and forth. And now they've conquered that. But then there's other issues that have come up in the marriage. And she's just like, how much more can she take? Can you speak to her today?
Well, I really think that, you know, it's important that we approach relationships God's way. And I think that when we understand the scripture and we look at the scripture, we realize that it is not the will of God for anyone to be in an abusive situation where they're physically at risk. I think that when you come through things like that, when you look at the life of so many men and women of God in the Bible, you see that God was able to empower them to overcome difficult obstacles and be able to save marriages. There are some criteria that in which he says that people have an opportunity or they have an option of being out of it, but very few situations actually fit into those contexts. So I think that both parties, when you're dealing with something like she's dealing with, you really have to be willing to get the help that you need to work through it. Some things we're not going to be able to work out ourselves individually. Some things you need a solid, good, neutral party that can speak into the situation through the word. The power of counseling is this, that in marriage, you may not always agree with your husband may not always agree with his wife, but if they're both really committed to walking with God, you have to agree with the word. So the word becomes the common denominator in the relationship. So if you have a pastor or a counselor that can bring that word to you in those contexts, they're able to help you work through those issues.